hearing the very voice of God.
I'd be completely unscientific to dismiss this. One study of profound clarity. Achterhoff worked in a community hospital in Hawaii. What she noticed was that traditional healers were having impact on patients that was not being seen through mainstream medicine. And so she wanted to understand, how is it that traditional healers are working? Achterhoff invited a healer into one MRI machine and the patient into a second MRI machine. Sometimes the second MRI machine was in another building. It was certainly down the hall. They were at a great distance. They certainly could not hear each other or see each other. As a traditional Hawaiian healer started to do his or her work, a consistent pattern came on the fMRI in the healer's own brain. Within an instant, the identical pattern was seen on the MRI of the patient. Separate MRIs, separate rooms, in some cases, separate buildings. Andy Newberg, my colleague and friend, found that if nine people are in a state of prayer and the 10th person walks in the door, they more quickly move into a transcendent state of awareness as measured by the rapidity with which their mirror neurons come up on board. What the study showed is that we move into connection with God, the transcendent, more readily, more fluidly, when others are helping us out. How are they helping us out? By literally holding God's presence. There's a field invoked, a sacred presence. You feel it when you walk in to a place of very authentic worship, very authentic meditation, prayer, service. That is breathtaking because it says there is a universal neuroseat of transcendent awareness. We are all built to be awakened to the transcendent.